Now playing in Los Angeles, exquisite food and drink, world-class art everywhere, spectacular sports, dazzling Hollywood attractions. L.A. offers the full variety of food scene, from game-changing taco trucks to 35 Michelin stars. And did you know that Los Angeles has more museums and theaters than New York City? Get your fix in music, film, comedy, and world-class museums. Plus, get behind the scenes in movie magic with a world-famous studio tour. That's something that should be on everyone's bucket list. Start here with discoverla.com.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Hello.
How are you, my darling?
Oh, so good. So much to catch up on.
I know.
Hey, everybody. It's literally, thank you once again for joining me on our journey of chat. We've done this long enough now that we're having the wonderful thing of return folks coming back on the show. Cheryl Hines is here. Was always one of my favorite early podcasts that we did here. And it's been a few years. So I like to go back and bring my favorites back. And she is out with her 12th and final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. She started this show like 25 years ago. Isn't that insane? So it's on HBO now, streaming on HBO, final season. And she's always so lovely. So let's bring her on. It's been like a couple of years since we've had a chance to download.
It's weird because it seems like yesterday, but yeah, it's probably been a couple of years.
And it's, you know, not a lot's really going on.
No, nothing on my end anyway.
No, your life is, I think, just the life of an average person.
Pretty usual.
It's and yet it actually is usual. It really truly is par for the course for you, for sure. There's no two ways about it. I mean, by the way, there's so much to get into, but I'm nothing if not an investigative journalist. Did you see that Larry had a run-in with Elmo today?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's
what happened?
Yes, he's all over the news. And I'm only reading the headlines. I'm not the headline editor. Don't blame me.
No, you're just the reporter.
And I'm not trying to get clicks. I'm not being provocative. I'm only reading what's here. He assaulted Elmo. Larry assaulted Elmo on Good Morning America.
Verbally or physically?
Both. He verbally bullied him and then assaulted him. And apparently then was forced to apologize to Elmo live on the air.
Wait, are you saying that this was a serious thing or are you saying...
Well, here's the thing is that that people have no sense... this is going to come as a shock to you.
Yeah.
People don't have a sense of humor anymore.
They really don't. They're very sensitive.
And in fairness, I have not completely done the deep dive and watched the clip. I've only looked at the coverage.
Headlines.
And listen, knowing him as we do, he was obviously being funny. Elmo's on because he's making news because he asked America, I guess, how are you feeling? And everybody went like, right, that was the thing in the last week.
Right.
And so I guess, you know what it is like when you go on to promote something, you're like, okay, you're on the first half hour. And then in the second half hour, Elmo will be joining you. And then after that, it's Dallas Bryce Howard, who's got blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then
you're like, I don't know what. Okay, fine. You're
like,
yeah.
You're like, okay, roll with it. And so, you know, you're Larry. He's promoting your new 12th season of Curb, February 4th. How about that? How smooth is that? And, you know, he finds himself on a couch with Elmo and decides, you know, I'm going to assault this puppet. I'm just going to do it.
Larry doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about a puppet. He doesn't care about human beings.
By the way, that's not on Larry. That's on whoever decided to put those two on the couch next to each other.
100%.
Right. Read the room.
Read the room.
Read
you have the
room.
You go, okay, so you have one of the sweetest, nicest characters in the history of the world and one of the darkest misanthropes in the history of the world. I know. That's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, who's, you know, has made a career out of telling people he does not care how you feel and does not care if he ever hurts your feelings. That's what Larry's built a career on.
Poor Elmo.
Elmo didn't ask for that. Whatever happened, Elmo did not ask for, I'm sure.
Elmo did say that Larry was quote, it was very big of Larry to apologize.
Yeah, that's slightly surprising. Now I'm going to have to go watch it. Although I say that, but Rob,
you're not going to do it. You're not going to. Neither am I, by the way. I'm not doing it either. I mean, we're not doing any of this.
We're not searching it. No.
No. This has been like the week of apologies. I guess they got Zuckerberg to apologize in the middle of testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, this is like everybody's apologizing for everything.
Well, everybody's mad at everybody for a lot of things.
They're just mad.
Just mad. Everybody's just angry.
Why does Larry David walk like a marionette?
He does that thing where, remember, I mean, I know you're too young for it and so am I. But remember in the 70s, they had the keep on truckin' guy?
100%. That's what he looks like.
Whose feet were way out in front and like leading back. That's how he walks.
Oh my God, idiot. That's how that keep on truckin'. Do you remember those t-shirts? Every state fair, every other person at the state fair had either I'm with stupid or keep on truckin'.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and everybody had a poster of the cat holding on. I don't even know
Hang
in there, baby. I don't even know what the cat was holding on to.
It was a bar. It was just a pull-up bar. Hang in there, baby.
Hang in there, baby. And man, people were like, yeah, that speaks to me.
Yeah, this is where we're at. Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking.
Oh, I want to find one of those. What does it even mean?
I don't know. What does that mean?
Why was that a thing?
I don't know. Keep on trucking. Did people stop trucking or were they thinking about not trucking?
And why not carin or training?
Yeah, keep on.
Why trucking? Why the truck?
I don't know.
Walking?
It caught like wildfire.
Wildfire.
People were like, wow, somebody gets me. And they made t-shirts and I'm so grateful.
And Larry was like, I'm going to walk like that. But it is, it's insane. I just saw just a clip of him walking out of Good Morning America. And it's like, literally, is he double joint? I was at a party the other day and he was there. And I was just, all these famous people were there. Famous people. Everywhere at this party. And all I could do was watch Larry David walk around the room with like those legs. It's unbelievable.
With legs like way out in front of his hips.
That's what it is. His legs are too, his femur bones.
Yeah.
I'm no chiropractor.
No, but you talk like one. You've probably played one in your lifetime. Let's be honest.
Yes. Well, yes. That was always my move in the 80s. You know,
I'm a chiropractor.
You know, you look like you could use an adjustment. Yeah. See, 12th season. It's obviously done. It's out now. How long is it? I sound like somebody from Ohio. So how long does it take you to film one of those? Is there an audience? But how long does it take you to film an episode?
Well, you know, it's funny because when we started out, I mean, Rob, this started out as a one-hour special that we shot in 1999.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. and
it won, and Larry wanted it to feel like a documentary. So it was shot like a mockumentary. So everything was just down and dirty and nothing fancy. And so our first few seasons were, I think we were shooting an episode in 5 days, you know, and by the end of it, it took probably 5 to 8 days to shoot one episode. Yeah. You know, right. When it's all improvised and, but,
yeah.
I mean, that being said, because it's improvised, we have no rehearsals. And you know, it's not like there's, and I'm not hurting anyone's feelings, hopefully, when I say this, because if they don't know this, then that's weird.
On them.
That's on them. It's not like our lighting is a nuanced, you know, moody lighting. It is light the world and all your creeks and crevices. Creeks?
Oh, listen, I remember in Parks and Recreation, I came on in season 2 and they'd already established the look. And I remember like in season 3, in the valley, some horrible parking lot, noon, sun directly overhead, Amy Poehler's like working on having her third baby. I'm like, would it kill you? Would it kill you?
Just soften it.
Put a scrim up over Amy Poehler and me? Would it kill anybody?
And it would.
Kill anybody?
And they didn't do it probably.
They didn't really do it. It's funny. I was asking somebody at Netflix, talking about comedy and why they work and why they don't work. And I was like, why did Space Force bomb?
Right.
The Steve Carell. Like, right. I'm so in. Steve Carell is a phony baloney astronaut going to the world. It's a comedy. It's by the office. And the person told me, it was a very smart person, said, turns out we realized that scale is the enemy of comedy. So it's proves exactly what you're saying about Curb. It's like down and dirty, simple, no frills.
Right.
Funny, great. Special effects, beautiful lighting, you know, elaborate sets and hair and makeup and production value. Turns out not so funny.
That's so interesting.
Scale is the enemy of comedy. And if you think think about it, all the comedies that we love growing up, the production value is only as good as it needs to be and not one iota more.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I mean, look at The Office, even The Office, you know, they kept it down and dirty and, or seemingly, you know.
Yeah, but of course, no, for sure.
All well thought out. You know, the only sitcom that I can think of that had an amazing production was Veep.
Yes. It looked like The West Wing. They made it look like The West Wing.
Yeah. But because they were so friggin' funny and the writing was so good and the performances were so, they still, like, the camera work and everything made it seem like you were just happened to be dropping in and watching to see what was going on behind the scenes. But yeah, you're right. Like, I guess if it's too fancy, you're
right
distracted by it.
Well, because I think it makes you feel like, oh, they're taking this very seriously. See what I mean? We spent a lot of money on this.
They really
are going to send Steve Carell to space. He really thinks he's going.
You know, it's funny. I didn't even watch that.
Me neither. You know why? Because I was like, "Ooh, they're taking this really seriously."
That's too much.
I don't need a remake of 2001.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah,
just be funny.
Weird. Maybe we have to circle back to it. I don't know. Well, we won't. Just like Elmo, we won't.
We won't.
Let's be honest with each other. Let's just be honest with each other.
Hey, listeners. Ever have trouble getting someone on the phone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com /credit card. Thanks to Quince, I can get high-end, versatile pieces at fantastic prices. They've got killer luxury essentials that are perfect for my wardrobe. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes that savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. One of my producers tried Quince, and here's what he had to say.
I'm really excited to revamp my closet with Quince. There are so many great options at pretty unbeatable prices. I'm really excited to try out the burgundy cashmere crew neck. I love the blue chore jacket. Maybe I'll throw some joggers in there. These are great options at pretty unbeatable prices.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/rob for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince, quince.com/rob to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/rob.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Okay, well, it's time for you to be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do politics on the show, so don't worry. We're not doing any political stuff. But we're doing politically adjacent. If you're the First Lady of the United States,
yes.
you're kind of in a, you would be in a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you continue to be as beautiful and stylish as you are, and you look beautiful today, they'll be like, oh, she's just trying to be Jackie. Oh, so you can't do that. You clearly aren't going the Eleanor Roosevelt route either. So I feel like you have a real issue ahead of you. Have you given any thought to that?
As far as fashion goes?
Yes. Oh. I mean, listen, like I said, yeah. I think about, I leave heady politics to others.
Yeah,
I'm interested in what real people want.
Yeah.
What's the First Lady going to look like? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is a good question because if I'm being honest with you,
mm-hmm.
once in a while, I think, what really goes on in that White House? You know what I mean? Is anybody walking around in slippers and a bathrobe? Because that is what I'm usually wearing when I'm home.
Right.
And I don't know how, I don't know how that would go over. You know what I mean?
See, you know, I played a political person on television, so I understand a little bit about the White House.
Yes.
But if you're up in the residence.
Yes.
And you want to make a sandwich for yourself.
Can you?
I think you can. You clearly can, but there's probably like a valet there.
Who's standing right next to you. That's like, I'll do it. And then you say, no, I'll do it because I know how much mayonnaise. And they're like, just tell me how much mayonnaise. And then by the time you're just like, you know what?
I'm not even hungry.
Yeah, forget it.
Like, I'm just going to bed. I don't even want it anymore.
What if I became the First Lady and every time I walked out of my room, I was in a different outfit and it was designer head to toe. And I was just like, hello, I'm here.
I mean, I feel like that's been done. Don't you feel like we've had First Ladies like that a little bit?
Well, it's hard to know because we've only seen what they've shown us. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're talking about private.
I'm talking about private. When I wake up in the morning, I'll sleep in my ratty pajamas, but when I walk out into the main living area, I'll put on my Armani silk pajamas and prance around.
Well, it's what I liked about watching The Crown
mm-hmm.
is seeing the queen in like her night sleepy cozy wear.
Yeah. I need to watch it. I haven't seen it.
But oh, it's so good.
Everybody loves it. Everybody loves it.
It's what we're talking about. It's like what goes on
behind
the palace. It's real human beings having sandwiches at night and watching the telly.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. That is what we want to see.
100% is what we want to see. We want to be reminded that it's real people doing real things.
What if I just suddenly started wearing pillbox hats?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, then it's, that would
I think
really...
I think a representative from the family
might say,
says that was Jackie's thing.
Yeah. And they might say, if somebody somewhere might say, Hines, stop it. You can't, you need to stop.
Hines,
whatever you're doing, don't.
Hines.
I have a feeling I would get a lot of that. Whatever you're doing, stop. Just stop.
Just ixnay.
Just don't.
Just don't. Bobby is so ripped.
I know.
He's fucking, dude, I'm so inspired. Really, I'm not, this is not a bit. Yeah. I'm like, fuck yes. Fuck yes. This is, it's super, I got to get with him and figure out what the regimen is. I mean, I'm seeing a little bit of it because he's, I love that he shares it, but I want the real. I want okay, what?
Talk me through your day.
Talk me through when are we eating?
Yeah.
When are we eating? What are we eating? How much water?
No.
What's going on?
He doesn't eat until noon.
Yeah.
Did you say noon at the same time?
Yeah.
Is that a ripped guy thing?
He's intermittent fasting.
Yeah. And then he drinks a lot of water when he wakes up because he doesn't really like water, which is weird to me.
I don't either. Yeah. You just plug it in and plug it and go.
We got to do it. And then he goes, then he goes on a hike with the dogs. Then he goes to the gym.
So the low heart rate. Because you don't want to be in the junk zone, which is where I usually am. It's like,
what's the junk zone?
The junk zone is like where you're pumping. You're like, yeah, this is great. You want super low level extended period or super crazy. I feel like I'm going to give myself a heart attack level.
Yeah.
But you don't want anything in everything in the middle is kind of a waste.
Oh, well, the good news is I don't do any of them. So
that's really good news.
I mean, listen, living with Bobby makes you feel lazy. I mean, even going on vacation with him, it's not a vacation. You know what I mean? He's like getting up at 6 and working out and going scuba diving and climbing that mountain. And, you know, I'm just like, I will be at the pool.
I'm.
You're like him. I know you're like him.
I'm like him.
You know how I know you're like him?
Hmm.
Because when I did Brothers and Sisters, 100,000 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember pulling up to the set. I don't know if we talked about this last time, but I remember pulling up to the set, just the parking lot, you know, and I looked over and there was a car that had a wetsuit on top of it. And I was like, what happened here? And they said, oh, that's Rob. He already, you know, went surfing this morning. And then what? How is that possible? I just got here and they were like, yeah. And so that was just like, oh, okay. I see you, Rob. I get it.
That's me. On West Wing and Brothers and Sisters, I went to the gym every lunch break, every single one, never missed one. Every lunch break, which is, you know, you got to get makeup and hair. It's kind of a hassle, but it was great.
Then you are exactly like Bobby. Bobby will, he'll work all day, you know, do stuff, fly back to LA and drive straight to the gym. And I'm like,
amazing.
How is that? He said, no, it makes me feel better.
Yes. It's, and you know, I've never skied with him. I mean, you know, for years he did those amazing, ski for the Riverkeepers, the ski things. And my brother Chad's done a ton of them.
Yeah.
You know, I think we talked about this. He famously got lost in Aspen and had to be rescued at one of them.
Chad?
You know that story? Yeah.
No, but what is that? Oh, no. How did he? Well, he really went off road.
He literally did. I've since been to that part on Aspen and I can see how it happens, but it's.
If you go down the other side of the mountain.
He went down the other side and he followed tracks. He thought, oh, well, this is clearly a part of the terrain. It wasn't. It was someone else who'd gotten lost. And so he finds himself at the bottom, but he can't climb up. and there's a river. All there is a river. And then the good news is a highway. But it's on the other side of the river. So you can't walk back up. And if you want to get to the highway and get back, you got to go through the river.
And he did?
It was him and, oh my God, who's the actor? I cannot remember who, for the life of me, who it was now. But it was someone else.
It'll come to you. It'll come to you.
It'll come to me. And I think, yeah. And there was like literally APB. They hadn't shown up for the dinner and the whatever. It was a thing. It was in the news.
Oh my, well, thank God.
Another thing to Google after we Google Larry attacking Elmo.
I will see Chad before I even think about Googling it. Because I see Chad a lot. I love
your neighbors. Are you in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, we're kind of in the neighborhood.
It wasn't Fisher Stevens, my producers are saying.
It wasn't.
No, but Fisher would be a likely suspect.
Right. That's
it was yes, bingo.
Who?
Maybe it was Fisher because it was Rob Morrow. It was Rob Morrow. And maybe Fisher was involved in it. I know Rob Morrow it was definitely Rob Morrow.
Yeah. That sounds, you know what, when you say that sounds right. That's Chad and Rob were like, let's go down this. Yeah, say it. That sounds right. That sounds right.
I'm taking my dad is 84. Mm-hmm. And he taught me to ski, an expert skier, but he's 84 and, you know, health iffy.
Yeah.
And he's like, my dream, I just want to go ski with my boys again. Oh. And so for years, my brother and I chatted and been like, we can't do the heat. I don't even know if he can get off the lift. But he's on and on. And this year we decided we're doing it. And in 2.5 weeks, we are taking my dad to Alta and Snowbird, which is a no fooling place to ski.
Really?
No fooling.
Wait, why are you going to someplace really hard?
Because that's where we learned to ski with him. And that's where we always went. We never went anywhere else. And I think the notion of, you know, Dad, we just thought maybe we'd take you to, I don't know, Big Bear. Right, he'd be like, really?
Yeah.
He'd be like, really, you dicks?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're doing it. I have no idea how it's going to go.
I cannot wait to hear about this. You know what? You're inspiring me because my mom she doesn't want me to tell people how old she is.
I love it. Yes.
But let's just say she's not in her 70s. her dream is to go back to Vegas with me and my sister because we used to take her to Vegas. Last time we took her to Vegas was for one of her birthdays. I think it was maybe her 75th birthday. And we took her to the Thunder from Down Under.
No. Oh, that's amazing.
And the guys were so sweet because we're watching the show. Ugh. Anybody that's unfamiliar, guys take off they dance.
It's Chippen. It's the modern version of Chippendales or whatever.
And the guys were so cute because they saw my mom having the best time and they would like come up and dance. And then they would hug her like they're just hugging a sweet friend. It was the cutest.
To me, that's sending mixed signals.
You know what? To me, that sent signals like, oh yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very. You're drinking your water. I see. You're being very good.
I love water.
Ew.
Ew.
Ew. So gross.
It's so gross.
I don't like it. Yeah, no, so you got to tell Bobby that we need to ski.
Oh, he would love to ski with you. He would love to ski with you.
I can't believe I haven't. And you really got to start thinking, we need to think about you as First Lady though. I'm really into this. It's like your code name. Do you get to pick your Secret Service name? I don't think you do. What would yours be?
Well, it's interesting because,
you may have it already.
Well, there is, I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about it. But yeah, I think you can tell if they're friendly, you could probably tell them what you want to be called. And I told them I would like to be called the Queen, but it hasn't stuck.
Yeah, the Queen would be good. Mm-hmm. You could be Cobalt for the color of your eyes. That's what I say.
Mm.
Cobalt is on the move. Cobalt is headed to the East Room.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a really good one. I'm not kidding.
I'm going to suggest that one. See if it sticks. Oh yeah.
When I get to sit, when you invite me to the State of the Union,
Mm-hmm. And, I like that that's where, I love that that's the thing you want to go to. Of all the events that are happening in Washington, D.C., you want to go to the State of the Union.
I do.
I cannot think of anything worse. Everybody just, it's the funniest thing to me where somebody, you know, they'll say something and some people stand up and the person next to them stays seated with their arms crossed to make a statement.
I know.
Oh, boy, this is going to be a long night.
It's a long night.
It's a long night.
My favorite is the as you know Supreme Court justice and everybody in every branch of the military is supposed to be politically agnostic. So they literally sit on their hands.
Oh.
And I for years I looked at it and go, well, they're really hard to please.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, they are not supposed to applaud
one
anything.
Way or the other.
No, they're particularly the Supreme Court justices who are always there.
And, that's interesting.
But if you don't know it, you're like, Jesus Christ. I mean, I get that Up half room. Of them applaud for this and half applaud for that, but they don't like anything, those people.
That's, I'm going to, well, I was going
to
say,
it's fun to watch. It's super fun to watch them.
It's fun to watch. Do you watch all of this?
I do. I'm a nerd. What do you want from my life? That's why I was born to be on the West Wing, because I literally am that guy.
Yeah. You are that guy. By the way, I really started watching West Wing again. And you guys are so great.
Thanks.
And it's funny because, you know, I get how people get caught up in TV shows, you know, because people always say, oh, it's different when you're on a TV show because, you know, people that are watching kind of feel like they know you because you're sitting there and you're in this world. And that's, I feel the same way. I'm watching West Wing and I'm like, now they're going to go get lunch and, you know, and then I think, oh yeah, I'm actually A, not on the show, B, they're not real people, and C, you know, it's a script, but
yes,
done really well.
What's nice about it, and I think Curb will be the same, or is the same, is it's an evergreen. It's never, yeah, ever not going to go out of style in a way.
Yeah.
But even with that, it has seasons. Like it has, you know, for whatever reason, right now, probably because we're in the middle of a presidential campaign.
Right.
That's probably what it is.
But
right now, it's a big time surge. Like I'm hearing people talk about it. All people, I got a text from Charles Barkley, who I love. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'd never seen The West Wing. I'm watching it now. I'm like, great, Chuck. It only took you 20 years, but I love it. Thank you. But like people are finding it again. And
yeah,
I think it's they want comfort because we live in such a crazy world. They want,
yeah,
although yeah, watching the West Wing now feels like, it's like, oh, bless their cotton socks.
I know. Oh, they're
worried. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're worried about that thing.
Oh,
bless. That would be sweet. That would be sweet if that's,
isn't that sweet of them? It feels like that now, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like science fiction.
Yeah, yeah. Although it does, but you're right though. It does hold up. It really holds up because it's like you were saying about The Crown. When you're watching it, even when you're watching it and you're like, oh, is that what his bedroom would really look like?
Right?
Yeah. And then I really start thinking, oh, is that what his bedroom looks like? Like, how do we know? But it's probably...
Like in The Crown, I'm like, wow, did the queen really have that shitty of a television? I bet you she did. I mean, I can imagine Buckingham Palace is the kind of place where they weren't running out every time a new plasma came out.
No, I think
she was watching that same TV.
Yeah. That you have to get
up
and change the channels.
100%. 100p.
Transform your bathroom cleaning with Wet and Forget weekly shower cleaner. You just spray today and rinse tomorrow for a no-scrub clean. With over 33,000 five-star reviews, this is your once-a-week solution to keeping your tub and shower surfaces sparkling clean. Available at Amazon, Lowe's, Menards, Home Depot, and Ace Hardware. Join thousands who've switched to an easier clean. Get your Wet and Forget weekly shower cleaner today and make your bathroom sparkle with zero scrubbing. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
I love fast cars, but there aren't a ton of high-performance EVs. They're certainly out here, there. But when I get a chance to get behind the wheel of one, I love it. And I was blown away by the Kia EV6 GT. When you get behind the wheel of the Kia, it is literally like being in a state-of-the-art rocket ship, but also comfortable. The thing goes from 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds. It is the premium driving experience. And of course, it's an EV. So the climate thanks you. SiriusXM provides access to over 165 channels in the vehicle. Music, sports, news, comedy, yacht rock. Let's go. Little Steely Dan going in your Kia. Come on now. So check it out today. It is the all-electric Kia EV6 GT. I had a blast checking it out. Believe me, you should do it yourself via kia.com/EV6 to learn more. That is kia.com/EV6. Kia, movement that inspires. What are we thinking about Oscars? That's happening. You got any thoughts?
Can I tell you what movie I love? And you tell me, I'm curious because, okay. Did you see Saltburn?
Here's what happens with me now.
Okay. Uh-oh. You watch 10 minutes and then you fall asleep if you don't like it. Go ahead.
No, I see clips. They come to me, whether it's on TikTok, which I am ashamed to say. I spend way too much time on. And that, because, you know, the algorithm knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
It will give you what you want. The minute that algorithm started sending me footage of Bigfoot, I was like, okay, yeah, this algorithm really knows me.
Yeah. Like, you get me.
It knows me. So I get all of these clips and I've seen a lot of clips and I go, that movie is great. But it's not the talented Mr. Ripley great. Do you know what I mean? I remember when I was new in the business and my elders and I would talk about movies and they would go, no, that's really good. No, it's not as good as Howard Hawks's the whatever. And they had all of the OG stuff. I'm that guy now.
Now you're that guy. Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I liked it. I liked Saltburn better when it was called The Talented Mr. Ripley. It's great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
If you have no experience with The Talented Mr. Ripley, it probably blows your doors off.
I have no experience with The Talented Mr. Ripley. I haven't seen The Talented
Ms. Hines.
I need to see that tonight.
That movie is spectacular. It's okay. Gwyneth Paltrow at her height, Jude Law, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Matt Damon is one of my favorite actors ever. Maybe his best performance.
Okay.
And the writing is spectacular. If listeners, I give you The Talented Mr. Ripley. Unbelievably great.
Okay. That is something I will watch.
Anthony Minghella.
Okay.
One of our greatest directors.
I will watch that. No, I really like Saltburn. I don't think it's nominated.
So how about isn't it funny how I was just talking to someone about this, this new thing that is happening, that songs that weren't hits 25 years later are now massive hits, like the song from Saltburn. That song that he dances to is from 2001.
Really?
And it's inescapable now.
Yeah.
Murder on the Dance Floor. That song's 2001.
Really?
Yes. And then 6 months earlier was, remember,
going up that hill, if I could only make a deal with gold. That song, that's another oldie, right? And then it's like, and then there's the girl, the Wednesday dancing to the you know, that song. That's another old. It's like unwritten. Today, if you write a song, it could be a hit in 50 years. You just know.
You don't know.
You get at it.
Which I like. I like that idea.
I wouldn't mind it being a hit when you need it to be a hit, but sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's kind of sad if you're the person that did the song and it, you release it and people are like,
You're 80 years old and your kids are taking you skiing and now your song's a hit.
They're pushing you off the ski lift and you're like, wait a second. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like, great news. Your song's a hit. What movie do you like for the Oscars?
And again, it feels like homework. It feels like I have to say. It's like, of course, you know what I mean? It's like Oppenheimer.
It was great.
But listen, about here's the thing. I love him as a person, and I love Bradley Cooper, and I love what he did with Maestro. I love it. It's super divisive. There are people who I trust implicitly who think it's one of the who've seen it five and six times. Mm-hmm. And then also people who I trust who go, I couldn't get through it. Mm. I'm like, what? What?
Okay, but, I've got to watch that. I am really behind on the movies. I watched the Anatomy of a Fall. Mm-hmm. Did you watch that?
No. Listen, in fairness, I just wrapped Unstable, a show I do with my son for Netflix.
Which is so great. And I'm sure everybody asked you, but I am curious because I'm working with my daughter now, but not in the acting realm. But is it fun working with your son? You guys are real cute together.
Thanks. It's great. We love it. I love it. And the thing I love most about it is that I don't know if it's because he's my son or because I clearly exposed him to the things that I liked from the time he was little, but we have the exact same aesthetic. So if there's a joke that doesn't play, he's already all over it. If there's a piece of casting that I'm like, he's already all over it. Like there isn't anything that makes it to me anymore that's a problem because he's already seen it and fixed it.
That is so cool. That's so
You know
fun.
What I mean?
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 28.
Wow, he's 28. Okay. So yeah, my daughter Kat is 19 and we started a company called Heinz and Young. It's like a self-care company and we have beautiful body creams and linen sprays and candles. But we are the same way too. It's like sometimes I feel like we are sharing a brain because we might, we'll be deciding what our next scent will be, what our fragrance will be, and we'll both smell something and we'll say the same word at the same time, like Jasmine, love it, whatever. And it's just, even when we were out somewhere and Bobby wears the worst shoes. Like Tevas, nothing, not that there's anything wrong with them.
Do you wear those Hokas or whatever the hell they're called?
No, he doesn't wear those. He wears like the open, like Tevas or like water shoes, but I guess.
I know exactly what they're. Well, listen, he might, because he might have to be run into the ocean at any time or climb a mountain
at
any time.
That's how he dresses.
Yes, I get it.
He usually has like a bathing suit under his pants because if there's water, like you're saying, if there's water, he's going in it, which is.
Yes. He's like a Labrador.
He's like a Labrador. But Kat and I, we were somewhere and something was happening. Bobby was talking to somebody and we both looked at his shoes at the same time and looked at each other and we're just like, ugh. But it was just exactly what you're talking about, like the same moment, the same reaction to it, the same just like,
And how great is it to have to like divide and conquer? Like, you can be in a meeting that you don't have to be in because your avatar is in there.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about sounds amazing. That's so great.
Well, think about it. He co-created the show with me, and so he's in the writer's room. So by the time the scripts get to me, he knows what pushes my buttons. Uh-huh. He'll go, my dad will hate this, or he'll say, my dad. Well, and that's not true. He never says dad. He goes, Rob will hate this.
Does he always call you Rob or just in the writer's room?
Well, it's a new thing. Do none of your kids, do they call you Mom?
All my stepkids call me Cheryl, but Kat. So Kat's, you know, the only one that I gave birth to.
Yes.
But she calls me Mom. She's never called me Cheryl, but that would be.
I'm surprised she hasn't caught onto that trend.
Oh my gosh.
Because that's a little bit of a thing. Well, part of it comes from like that thing where they go, Dad, Rob. And then you turn.
Right.
So I think that's where it started.
Right. But, you know, probably in your case, too, might make one feel like they're young and kid-like.
Yes. Yeah, they for sure. And they don't want to play he doesn't want to play my dad card.
Yeah. That's so funny. That's a tough one. Was it tough to hear?
I saw other kids doing it to their parents. Mm. Like it's legitimately
happening. It's out there.
Yeah, in their little clique of friends. So, yeah.
Okay, I gotta prepare myself for that if I can.
Just wait. She's 19, so she's a different generation. Maybe that thing has passed, and you skated on it.
I doubt it. It's probably just about to hit.
What is your next? What is your next few months like?
My next few months, you know, like you said, Curb Your Enthusiasm. This is our final season. And it's
unbelievable. Was it sad when it wrapped?
You know,
because can I just say this? Yeah. Here's my what I make up about it.
Yeah,
like,
tell me.
It's always been, are we going to do more of this? Maybe we'll do more of this. I don't know if we'll do this. Probably not do more of this. So it wasn't like it was this, it wasn't like you were on Law & Order SVU.
Right.
Where all of a sudden it's over and you can't fucking believe it. It's like, It's. I think it was maybe always a surprise that you got to do more of it.
That's exactly how it has been. It has been like, you know, like breaking up with somebody and it doesn't really stick. And it's like, okay, we're back. Thought we were going to break up, but we didn't. Even since season one, you know, Larry said, listen, this is probably it. So I remember wrapping season one and feeling sad. Like, oh man, that was so fun. I wish this wasn't over. And then there was another season when Leon came, the Blacks came, and I don't remember what the final episode was, but I remember driving home really sad. I think I cried because I was like, wow, it is over. This is so sad. Mm. And then we did the Seinfeld reunion, you know, and after that, I was like, wow, this is so sad. It's over. This is... So you're right. Now it's, you know, it's 25 years later and it is sad. I've cried a lot of tears through the years.
Yes.
And the day we were shooting, I mean, you'll appreciate this more than anybody, you know, our last day anyway, that we were all shooting together and we get there and everybody's kind of sad and oh my gosh, I can't believe this is the, you know, and everybody's hugging each other and then the day goes on, right? And now it's somebody needs a snack and their chair is uncomfortable and how much longer and are we gonna is this gonna can you wrap me out because I've been here for a long time.
Right. You got all my coverage. I already said all my lines. Do I still be here?
By the end of it, it's just like, oh my God. Yeah, let's wrap it. These guys, we cannot go on any longer with these guys. But of course it was sad and it, you know, but it does feel like, it feels like every season where I was shocked that we had 12 seasons. So I feel grateful. Oh. Yeah.
You've been on the air so long with this show. I can remember watching it when TVs were this thick. Do you know what I'm saying? Like literally a TV was so thick that it had to be in those cabinets.
Yes.
That you would pull out right? Now they're just on the wall.
Now they're on the wall. Somebody
like a picture.
Pick it up. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. And if one of those TVs broke, forget about it.
What weighed 1,000 pounds?
It weighed 1,000 pounds, and you're not getting anybody out there to fix it. No,
no.
Nobody cares. You don't have enough friends that can move that thing out of your apartment. So
that's how long it's been. And Larry being
Larry, was he just like, well, goodbye, it's been great? Or was he like...
Because I did this interview with the Hollywood Reporter and I was telling him, you know, yeah, it was really sad. The last day was really sad and it was hard. And then when I read the article, he had also talked to Larry, and Larry was like, actually, I didn't have any emotions at all.
Amazing.
And I had told the writer, I said, you know, because he said, how was Larry? And I said, he was kind of quiet, you know, and I think that's Larry's way. He gets quiet. Larry says, yeah, I didn't have any emotions.
Yeah, didn't have much to say about it.
He's like, yeah, I'll see him again. I'll see all these people again. I'm not going to, you know, what am I going to do? Sit there and
I still go to Toscana.
I'll see him at Toscana. Yeah. So it would really make me laugh because, like, yeah, that's about right. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Oh, I'm psyched to, it's one of my all time favorites. It's on the,
It's on the docket.
It's lined up. And I will not watch 10 minutes of it and go, yeah, I kind of get it. I liked it better when it was the Honeymooners or whatever.
I liked it better when it was the Honeymooners.
What it was called, the Honeymooners. That's how I take my relationship comedies, black and white and old.
What if I text Larry and I say, oh, I was actually just talking to Rob Lowe. Is Curb based on the Honeymooners? Because that's what he thinks.
That's amazing. Please do.
He would be furious.
Oh my God, please.
Please do.
Do.
Please
listen,
do.
If I could get under Larry David's skin, it would really make me happy.
That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it.
It's the only way.
It's the only way to accuse him of somehow borrowing an idea from
uncredited
that would make him lose it.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be okay? We're starting that now. We're starting that here on this
starting.
Shh, don't tell anybody that this was a bit that we concocted. We're just gonna make sure he finds out about it. Well, good luck with Cobalt.
Thank you. Cobalt is walking.
Cobalt is traveling. Cobalt is going to a Marine One. Cobalt is going. Oh, and I expect to be invited to Camp David.
Oh, yeah.
Which I hear is a shithole.
That's what I was about to ask you.
Shithole.
I can't imagine it being anything other than just weird cabins or just like really.
Oh, yeah. Proper log cabins.
Yeesh.
And you know that smell? Yeah.
Something's been moldy for a while and everybody overlooked it.
But I still want to go badly. I only want to go to the bad things. Camp David.
And the State of the Union.
And the State of the Union.
Done and done.
Done and done. And I'll do a reading at the inaugural. What's my reading?
Mm.
We need to think of what my reading is. Like, because you always have to have somebody give a dramatic reading.
I mean,
there's always some poet that comes up and does something.
Yes.
I guess Larry's probably doing it.
Could you even imagine?
Can you imagine? We might have found the issue. The swing state issue.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want to see Larry David at the inaugural?
Do the poem at the inauguration. Yeah.
I think this is it. We just came up with a 10-point bump for Bobby.
A platform.
He's welcome.
I can't wait to tell both of them.
That's why I played campaign strategists on television. Amazing. Thank you, darling. This is great.
I hope
I see you sooner or later. Let's go ski or do something.
Okay, let's do it.
Fun game, thinking of your own Secret Service code name. I turn it over to you because you never know. Anybody can be president at this point. Might as well be you. And you better have a Secret Service code name ready to go.
Hello, you've reached literally in our lowdown line where you can get the lowdown on all things about me, Rob Lowe. 323-570-4551. So have at it. Here's the beep.
Well, hello, Rob Lowe. This is Betsy calling from the wild, windy, cold Cheyenne, Wyoming. And I have been your biggest fan since the 80s. I think I've seen everything you've ever done, and I'm constantly amazed and blown away by how you continue to stay relevant and reinvent yourself. Blown away by the floor right now. Love it so much, and I'm not a game show watcher, but love your interaction with the contestants. Love the idea. It's easy to follow. It's fun. You don't have to be a genius to watch it. I love the categories. On one of your podcasts, you mentioned you had a dream, I believe you said, where this came about. Would love to hear more about the dream and how it developed into this game show. And I've heard you say other things, like to Robert Downey Jr. about dreaming about his compound, as you called it. So just curious, want to know a little bit about the dreams. My husband and I both experienced vivid dreams. So wanted to know more. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, thanks for checking in, Betsy. So it wasn't the floor idea that came to me in the dream, although I'm so happy with everybody loving the floor so much. It was an idea for a new game show that Fox has also bought, and we are developing and hopefully will come to the air sometime soon, called Word Bridge. And, you know, they say Alexander the Great got all of his battle plans in that area of sleep, right? You're just about to, you're trying to go to sleep, but you're not really asleep, but you think you are asleep, but you think you're not asleep, you know, that little moment. And that's what I had this idea just come to me. I wasn't thinking about game shows. I wasn't thinking about my producing career, any of that stuff. It just came to me fully formed. And the problem with that is you got to wake up and write them down. And I never want to wake up. That's what's great about our smartphones, is I just called out to the smartphone and did a voice memo. And then when I woke up in the morning, it actually made sense. Lo and behold. So it's called vivid dreaming. And you kind of got to work at it. You got to meditate. Prayer also helps, unless you're lucky enough to just have it happen to you. But do your research on vivid dreaming. It's very, very cool. And you're lucky if you can do it. Anyway, thanks for the question. See you next week.
You've been listening to Literally with Rob Lowe, produced by me, Sean Doherty, with help from associate producer Sarah Begar and research by Alyssa Growl. Engineering and mixing by Joanna Samuel. Our executive producers are Rob Lowe for Low Profile, Nick Liao, Adam Sachs, and Jeff Ross for Team Coco, and Colin Anderson for Stitcher. Booking by Deirdre Dodd. Music by Devin Bryant. Special thanks to Hidden City Studios. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Literally.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.